Jennifer Hensel here from the Women in Podcasting Club. I wanted to chat with you today about 14 ideas for lead magnets for podcasters and guest experts. I tried to deliver this training the other day on Clubhouse, and apparently there was some problems with my sound, and so I've ordered some new equipment. But in the meantime, I wanted to drop this here for you so that you could hear it with proper audio. So I want to talk to you about lead magnets and how you can use them to grow your podcast audience. So why should you build your list and have a lead magnet? Lead magnets are important because they form a bridge from visibility to the know, like, trust factor. And it can deepen your relationship with your listeners and followers. They can get to know you and what you offer and how you can solve their pains and problems. And here are some things to keep in mind. Your lead magnet should always be of value to your audience, something they want. Your lead magnet should focus on one thing, be super specific with it, solve one pain or problem, and provide insights and help on one topic. Your lead magnet is how you build your email list. So to do that, you need to use a compliant tool such as Constant Contact, or MailChimp is a free option. I like Constant Contact because it provides phone support. I've had a lot of people move from MailChimp to Constant Contact because MailChimp has no phone support for their free version. And so I've been using Constant Contact for many years. I try all of the new tools as they come out, the email marketing and lead capture tools. I like Constant Contact the best for people who are starting out because it's the most affordable with the most tools. There's other tools out there though. Research the market and see what's best for you. A professional system helps you to be compliant with all of the laws around email marketing and lead capture. A lead magnet allows you to know your audience and build a community around your message. Capturing leads and building your list is one of the main things a podcaster should do for growing and monetizing their audience. It's not about spamming or anything like that. It's about providing value and building relationships. You can send emails to your list about upcoming episodes, your programs, or even fundraising. You don't have to have a business to build a list. I've helped nonprofits use list building to quadruple their support. Any podcaster can benefit from building their list. So how can you use a lead magnet for monetizing? Once someone is on your list, you can use an autoresponder or weekly newsletter to continue the discussion about what else you offer and how you can help them. In a podcast, it's best to provide a lead magnet rather than jumping right into sales. It's a much softer way to introduce yourself. So here are some lead magnet ideas: ebooks or an actual digital book, guides, checklists, templates, webinars, challenges, video tutorials, audios such as meditations, songs, or talks, memberships, mini online courses, networking opportunities, complimentary event passes, quizzes, or apps. Some people who have physical products may also offer samples. You can download my 14 ideas for lead magnets for podcasters and guest experts at inspiredinfluencers.com. And when you're there, click on free downloads in the menu. I'd love to hear what you've been using for an opt-in or a lead magnet, or if you have any ideas or questions, post in the comments. I'd love to connect with you on this. And if you're not a member yet, go to womeninpodcasting.club. That's womeninpodcasting.club.